Okay, the first two shtiklach over here, very powerful shtiklach. Famous Chazal speaks about over here, refers to two things over here. First of all, Pusik begins, Vayema Hashem al Avram, Lech l'cho me'artzecha. So all the Mepharshim, Rashi, Roisham, are Medayik, what's Prat Lech l'cho? What's Prat l'cho? Lech l'cho, to go to you. What does it mean to you? Rashi taich l'cho min la'anoscho l'toivoscho. Mea Shaloyach wants to say a givisa hezbeh that lech l'cho means lech l'cho, go to yourself. Maybe just told Avraham Avinu, go to yourself. And we'll see how he explains it. Chazal say that Avraham Avinu, when he was 3 years old, when Gimel Shanim, if you want Gerza, was walking, he saw a palace was burning. He said, "Actually, the Bira has no balabos. There's no balabira. Hits it all of balabira. The Eibishter looked upon him." And said, "Anihu balabir, I'm the balabir." Famous Chazal. That's how Avraham Avinu was makias boiroi. He looked around the world and he saw all these different things happening, and he said, "It has to be that someone that's in charge. Can't be that it's burning without a bailam. Can't be that it's burning without that something's happening without someone that's causing it, making it happen." One of the Mepharshim tells the Ashtarka Shail over here. Okay, well, we'll get to in a minute. Let's start over here to Ma'ashaloyah. Yem Hashem al Avram lech l'cho me'artzecha l'k t'ma'ashloch k'siv. Pasuk Yishaya Novi. Ki etzik ma'im al tzomei v'noizlim al yabosha. I will spill water. I will pour water on a tzomei, someone that's thirsty. V'noizlim and fluids al yabosha, on a dry and parched ground. Avraham Avinu began to search for the Shoresh HaChaim. Began to search, what's the root of the Chaim? There has to be a Shoresh. There has to be something which everything derives from that Shoresh. And he's trying to find what the Shoresh is. After he began to understand, it can't be that all the Chemdas Olam Hazeh are called Chaim Amit, they're called true Chaim. It can't be the Chemdes Olam Hazeh are called that's true life. That can't be, because that can't be the Shoresh. Why not? He says, Ki kol Chemdes Olam Hazeh urak lohasi tirdois v'amnis. All the Chemdes Olam Hazeh, you're always busy trying to take away tirdois v'amnis. You're always busy trying to make yourself to try to become more, it should be more enjoyable for yourself, to be more geschmack, to have more enjoyment. That's all. That's what Chemda is about. What?
You're always playing the next vacation.
Exactly.
Right. And when you're on vacation, he's about the vacation from the vacation.
About it. That's the main thing. The vacation from the vacation is always the best one.
About it.
That's when you get back. That's when you get back home.
Right.
After all the tirdis on this battle, let's say you're done. You're finished. So what now? There has to be some purpose. There has to be some shoydish. It can't be that, okay, I enjoyed, now we move on. What happens now? The next enjoyment, you keep on going and going and more and more and more. There's no tachlis. There's nothing. There's no purpose. There is no shoydish. And that's why Avraham Avinu was wondering. So what is the Shoresh? What's the root of everything? Go to yourself. What does it mean? You're right. All the Nyonim of Olam Hazeh are not called Chaim at all. If you search deep within yourself, over there you're going to find what the Ikra Chaim is. You're going to find the root of Chaim. and he explains what the pasuk Yeshayah says. Va'ata togil b'Hashem v'kedosh Yisrael t'shalol. You should be togil b'Hashem. You should be happy, rejoice with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Eibishter. V'kedosh Yisrael t'shalol. You will be praised with Kedosh Yisrael, with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In other words, Zoyesu HaChaim. The true Chaim is when a person looks within himself and he becomes in touch with the Neshama, which is a Chedek HaLikam Yimal. The Likai Neshama Shem Nesata Shem Nesata Bi Tohiro Hi Ata Viros Ata Yitzarata Ata Nefachta Bi. That Neshama, the person is misborn within himself and he realizes that he's a Chedek HaLikam Yimal. And there's a shtick from the God, there's a shtick God, a shtick from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Oz, then Togil Bashem, you rejoice with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you rejoice with the Chedek HaLikam Yimal that you have, that you never B'Tzelem Alikim, and with that you understand that's the Shoyer Shachayim. Because that's true Simcha, it's true Gila, it's true Chiyas. Mashenki and all the other Chemdes Olam Hazeh never goes beyond the Chisayinis. It doesn't reach any depth. There's no Pnimius to it. It's constantly just running after more Tirdis to take away more Tirdis and Manias, but you never finally reach the Menucha V'Lanachle. Hashenkein Eruchnias, Enoch Anami Take, Eruchnias also a person is supposed to search for more and more and more, but there's a certain Menucha, there's a certain Yishev Adas, that a person is kind of one Madrega after another Madrega, a person feels like he acquired something. Hashenkein, in the Olam Hazeh, Misha Reitzim Mone, Misha Yeshtim Mone, Reitzim Messiah. You never feel like you acquired everything. You never feel like you have anything. You always want more. Chazal shtel davek, that in Olam Hazeh, that's what it is. Mishi yesh lemon eroitz ha-messayim. The pshat is not the pasuk pshat, the way you learn mishi yesh lemon eroitz ha-messayim means that a person never has enough. A person always wants more. That's not the pshat. That's the pshat, obviously, but it's much deeper than that. It's not stam that a person has a little bit, he wants more. He has $100, he wants $200. He has $200, he wants $400. It's much more than that. It means that in Yonim of Olam Hazeh, there is never a Yisha, in the Ishbet Tzvam, it's called a Naiche. It's never a Naiche, there's never a Menuche with what you have. It's always constant. That's how Olam Hazeh and Yonim are built. It's built that you never satiated, it's never enough. Mishi Yesh Demon, it's a Messiah. The only time Olam Hazeh things aren't enough is the only time when a person can ties the Nyanam of Olam Hazeh together with the Nyanam of Olam Haba. In other words, he ties his Gashmias and Ruchnias. If a person approaches his Gashmias with a Ruchniasdik approach, then he's happy, he's Mestapik Bemut. Why? Because then the Ashiris that you have, even the Ashiris that you have, is enough. Because he's Samech Bechelkoi. Mashenki, someone that's not Samech Bechelkoi, doesn't have the Ruchnias together with the Gashmias. You can't be called Ashiris. Why? Because it's built into the Olam Hazeh that whatever you have never satisfies you. That is Olam Hazeh. Hashem in the Yonim of Ruchnias and Yonim of Olam Avodas Hashem, a person is happy with one Madrega, and then that gives him Chiyas to go to the next Madrega. That gives him Chiyas to be Mamshich to play with Hashem. The Sipuk, the content, the feeling like you're. What you have gives you the chiyus to move on. Then Nema b'Medrash, that's what the Medrash says. Mi hu ba'al abida. Hates it's a love ba'al abida. The Eibush to the ba'al abida looked upon him. Looked at Meir Shaloicha, kifi anira hoi lo'in l'kosvoi. Hates it's a love, lo'i a love. The Eibush looked to him. Why is the Lashon he looked upon him? B'chari al-pi diktik was for G'dav Shtein, he looked to him. The Eibush looked to him. Take a look, here I am. Ach, berois Avram Avinu Olam Hashalom is Esik Dora Flog. When Avram Avinu saw the Esik of the Dora Flog, Zois Yikari B'Shem Bira Delekis. That's called a Bira Delekis, a Brenta Fire. Why? Ki hoi be'en avit lepelem oid. V'hin menav shemi bora eile. Who created all these things? Who made this? L'chayre, what's the pshat? What's the chaganza door over here, which is Moirid B'Malchas? Moirid B'Malchas Shemayim. Who's behind all this? What's going on over here? Hated Allah by Labina. The Eibush looked upon him. He said, "Allah, look into yourself. What's going on over here? The ganze Welt, no one has any kashas. You're the only one that has a kasha. How could that be? How could it be that there's only one person in the world that bothers him? What's going on? No one else in the world bothers. You're the only one that's bothered by it. From the fact that only you're the only one that's being bothered by these questions, you could understand, you could begin to understand. There has to be a Ribbono Shel Olam. There has to be an Eibishter. Why? Because he's the only one that's able to have given this Eiris within you, and not only within you, not within anybody else. That can only be the Ribbono Shel Olam is behind that. In other words, the Eibishter told him, right? The Eibishter told him, Zeh gufa, that you're asking the question, that's the proof that I'm there. Because if I wouldn't be here, why would you be the only one asking the question? Where's everyone else? You're the smartest person in the world. There's no one else around. Everyone's busy building a migdal to reach the Shemayim, and you're the only one that's me, Bar Eila. I don't understand. What the answer of the Meshugi Gevarn? What's going on over here? Who's behind everything? Zeh gufa, this is one of the starkey that the Ibbitzer writes in this form. The hisoidus of being misboinen, the first pull towards the Ribbono Shel Olam is usually by the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. The famous word from the Rebbe Rabbeinu from Pshischa, Al toima shayom rishoinim oytoivim meile. Don't say that the original days were better. Sometimes the person has good days in the beginning, like the Rebbe Rabbeinu says, Ain toikiv hachasidus kibat chiloso. The strength of chasidus is the beginning, right? Any midah, not only chassidus, any midah, any dover ruchni that you begin, at the beginning, it's with a power, yeah, right? You're beginning daf ayomi, brachas goes moirdik, abu shabbos bumaniches, kim shabbos, then you put the gemara away and you finish the ganze maizah. Why you began? You started it off. You have someone that the chveis the kabbalah on himself to finish shishas the got all the halakim mishnah brurah. You start one page, two pages, three pages, four pages, and that's about it. Afterwards, it stops after a while. And Bechlal, the Chassidus also, when the Bocha begins, it's Chassidus, a brand, and all this, and the it's a gate, with a knack, with a brand. After a while, it's a bit schwach, it's a bit cold. Look, the Rebbe Rabbunim, don't say, then a person thinks, hey, once upon a time, I was much better. Once upon a time, there was Gishmak days, and once upon a time, everything was Gishmak, and it worked. And now, today, it's like I'm treading water. Nothing's happening. The davening is not the way it used to be, and the learning is not the way it used to be. Everything, nothing is the way it was at the beginning. Look at Rabbi Rabunim. Don't say that. You know why? Ki loy mechachma. Sha'al tazois. Ki loy mechachma means it's not because of your madrega. When you began, the reason why you had it is because Sha'al tazois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lent it to you. He lent it to you. He gave it to you as a matana, to teach you and to show you what you're capable of doing. Hashem came. That's in the beginning. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, that his oiris, that beginning, that first piece of his oiris, is also from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Daik, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you his oiris, you should be able to come close to him, you should be able to have a cheshik. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives you that his oiris. And then you have to work by yourself. That's the avoid of the Sfiras Oymen. Pesach, the Ebishter gave this Oydus. He gave the Gevaldike Oydus. And he took it away. Now he said, go work for yourself and go reach the Madregis until you get the Shavuos to the heart of the Madregis. So the Baruch Shalom showed Avraham Avinu. Zeh Gufa. That's where the Mepharshim stands. Miu Bala Bira. He sees a Bira burning. Miu Bala Bira. So the Ebishter looks upon him. Miu Bala Bira. What's the conversation over here? What's going on over here? If the Ebishter is revealing himself, why do you have to wait till Avraham Avinu asks? The Teretz is, the Ebishter tells him, the question itself proves to you that I'm the Balabita. Because if there wouldn't be a Balabita here, why would you be the only one asking the question? Zeh gufa zarai, that I put it within you, yichad yigem, the soldiers, to think and to search for me, and because of that, because you took that soldiers and you acted upon it, that's why I'm being megala myself to you.
It comes down to
first.
It comes down to this.
comes out of this Oedidus, yeah, is that it's like Ashtigur Ruach HaKodesh.
Could be.
You know, you hear what I'm saying? I don't know if it's about Jenga of Ruach HaKodesh in the Vuhr, but then you heard what I'm saying. It's not something that's be'etzim seichel enushi.
100%.
Not something came to Bechakim. Obviously, the Rambam says, right? Leave a mishoitet. I'll try and avoid, but that he should come to Yitzhulam Azoy Aaron, right? That he, Mamash, I got Tlatzin Father Rabbanu Shalom, that he's Moise Nefesh, even before this, Galus, of the Abish was Misgala to him. That's like Ashtikul, Abachinach, and Aruch HaKodesh, as Zerusal the Leila.
Yeah, that's what he's Masbit. But it's like that in all the other Mavodis Hashem, not that Kabab Ram, by Yedid, Kifitz Chazal Chazal.
I am a kind of the
take that as oedidus and to work with it, to expand, to mispash it. Yeah. That's the avoid. But the etzem is oedidus. The etzem beginning.
But he's saying. I think he's saying even more than that. That the etzem kasha. Before you come to Madregas is zichy from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, right? We're saying even before you come to Madregas Bechlal, the fact that you have the Shaila, right?
That's what he says, right?
But the Shaila is also the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
The Teretz is the Shaila itself. The Shaila. What?
The meaning is the message.
Yeah,
the medium is adapted. Yeah, right.
Yeah, what time is it now?
10:27. It's very similar to the Bechina that Rav Nachman says of Ayeh Mekrem Kavoido. No.
Yeah, true. Mainly, you know, Rav Nachman says Ayeh Mekrem Kavoido. Tell them what Rav Nachum says.
The kids in Nimrod. He says that when a Yid feels Ayeh, where is the Ebishter? He's so far from the Ebishter. And the Yid screams, Ayeh, where is the Ebishter? That's Gufa Mekon Kavodah. That's where the Ebishter is where the Yid is looking for him and he feels that he's missing the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's a very, very short version.
My Shloich writes in Parasha Shmois, in Chedik Cheney, I think he writes the same thing. He yep. writes that when Eden went out of Mitzrayim, before the Eibishter was moider, Eden screamed to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They didn't even turn to him. He said the Etzem Tefila, the Etzem Zaake, that the Eden screamed to the Eibishter, that proof came from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam itself. When it was time for the Yidden to leave Mitzrayim, the Eibishter put it within their hearts, they should daven. He says that's a Yisoid by Tefillah, he says. That every single Tefillah that a Yid davens to the Eibishter, he says the Emes of Tefillah, the first Gedank, the first push comes to the Eibishter. The Eibishter gives it within the person to daven to. So you're right, he's saying even more. Here he's saying that the Kasha itself comes from the Rosh Lam also, but Bechlal, it means that the any rashis from anything, the Eibishter is the one that starts it off. And that's why we give back the rashis to the Eibishter also. We give back the rashis Hayoim, rashis Achoydish, rashis Hashona, rashis Hatfuah, rashis Hakez, rashis Dals, rashis Bachar. We give everything the rashis back to the Eibishter, so the Eibishter gives his rashis to us. Rashis Oinoi. He gives the rashis to us that we should act, build upon that rashis, build upon the Yesoidis. That's the Oif Nabriya. The ganze Briya was a Zogia Begestelt. The Begestelt, he blew in the Nisham and the Chelik Lekal. Everything evolves around that. Everything gets built around that. So the Yid, a Yid, sometimes has a Geshmaka moment. That you know that was Matana, the Ebishti gave it to you. That Geshmaka Minut, that shas, that shas akoyshe, that you felt a pesach, a givis a gewisse Nonkeit. He felt the whole davening of 1 minute went really good. That was the matan the Hebrew gave you, that you should be able to feel what it really is and be mamshach from there. And it's a shod if you don't use, you don't utilize those little matanas the Hebrew gives you, you could just miss the ball sometimes. Sometimes you just miss it. You don't utilize the opportunity. Because these little opportunities that fall in here and here, the Hebrew gives them in to the person say that yoim here and there, and then all of a sudden, you just you let it go, you let it pass by, and you just you don't act, you don't take it into your hands and act upon it, and all these little disorders and all these little pushes that the Eibishter gives, it's only for one thing. Sha'al tazoy, the Eibishter gives you a matana, and you should take it from the Avaita. That's the word from the Rebbe Rabbun.
So, the Piznetz talks about this in Bnei Machshava Tova Barichas. That every feeling a person has, usually a person has a not so good, a person has some gets in a fender bender, yeah, or is whatever, something not so good schmack happens, yeah. So that's an opportunity to go in the side and say to him, and this is also the bonus learning, right? And or something happens, a person feels good, a person, even it could be they made a little money or they got a raise, whatever it is. But be like, take it once it's there, right? Chop a zone and do something with it. I mean, just don't walk around, be happy clappy, right? They could be singing to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That could also be, but that's an avoider. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean dancing on top of a car, right? It's when the nefesh shows itself in his rakshas, that was unchappen, and you have to. I have to put it into Kedusha to take advantage of it.
Yeah, 100%. That's what he writes over there in the B'nai Machshava Tova.
Yeah, they said that's mamash racious Havoyda. Batsim, he says, eventually you have to learn how to do that you have to be able to do that without having those things happen from the outside. You have to be able to do it from the inside. But that's just, it's like the very same. He says something negative happens, so at least, you know, take a tillim and shayos to the Rebbeinu Shalom, you know?
I hear Roger. It's much easier said than done, that's for sure. But that's what it is. You're right.
London.
That's what it is. But it's one of the issues that Marish Loyach, the Ishbitz form, write about a lot.
Mm.
They write a lot about this the racist. The Batsim, you see, it comes from the Rebbe Rabbinim.
Mm-hmm.
Pshischa. That's where it comes from. This good
says the same word, you know, and David said, "Matzilenim may call over miad shul." Bezan and Taitch is also the same thing that the David asked that the Eibishter Zolom Ratavin we call oivai as from the Yitzhara, yeah, in miad shul and from gebok the madrigus.
I hear.
L'chayr, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have them. It means that. You shouldn't mazonish falina. You shouldn't lose from them. You shouldn't be such a tippish that you lose from them.
Okay, you shouldn't pass over the opportunity that was given.
Right.
Right. Because all these little things. What are you saying, Mendel? Right.
Baltanya also says that.
All these little matanas that Hebrew gives, a person has to grab onto it and use the opportunity because sometimes a person thinks, say the usabach for that anyway. This what do I have from it? Okay, going about it. But sometimes, that soidus that it gave you, the Hebrew's matan, you should be able to take it with you. If you're not spash it with that. Soldiers that you have with that give us a shtip that you got, okay, you just sometimes miss the boat. That was the minute for Zaybisha gave you Matuna, and instead you just went and you just passed over it. A person doesn't chap sometimes, a person chap, it's not stand that you know that it happened. Okay, Poseidon, right? It's machts chazachin. It's not real. It's not not real. It's not, it's from the Baruch Shloim. But the not real things that Hashem gives you is it's real. It's not real about Yom Adreik. That's what I mean to say.
Right.
Those things are not, they're real for the Hashem, and they're meant for you to the ganze Yiddish folk. You see, this Mitzrayim began with such type of zach. If the Eden wouldn't have screamed then, well, they could live in Mitzrayim. Remember the men in the Shire Timber. But the Eden felt his odors and they acted upon it. And they started diving to the Eivishtim. And sometimes, all the Eivishtim is waiting for is like, if this, you know, taking noch a step further, one more step further. That's all he wants from you.
But that's what, I mean, that's really. The godless of Avraham Avinu, according to the shtickel, right? That it was, the Shiloh was there, but he paid attention to it.
Right.
Right? He listened to it, saying, right. he said, you know, that he listened to his, what's what he said in the Ledubra Hashem Oiri? No? The Bakshi Funai, right? It's a Chu Amali Bibuk Bakshi Funai. Yeah? That your heart tells you Bakshi Funai. But then you have to be Ashmenech Hashem Avakesh. You have to really, you have to listen to your heart to go do it.
100%.
Much easier. It's much easier to take a glazed Bronson, right? And to keep worshiping Avodah Zarah because that's what everybody else is doing. Right? To calm your nerves.
The glazed Bronson can't take a nerve anyway. This can't.
The Shaila
that was screaming in the world, and Avraham is the only one that listened to what the Rebbein Shloilom is putting within him. The Shaila. And he asked, and he looked. And when he asked, and he looked, then he found it. The Abish was megal himself to him when he looked for it.
Or they're screaming in him.
It was screaming within him. Right. Had almost lipcha.
Right.
Me had almost the leave was
right.
This time.
But it could theoretically be that other people had also had almost leave. But they said, not zachalimus. You know what I mean? What am I gonna? I mean, I turn over the world. Everybody knows that Nimrod is a god, and that the sun god and the moon god and the Chayesh was right. Rav Avinu said, "I'm listening to this tzaka." Again, that can be pshat liber mishtoite.
True. That's the first pasuk he starts off with. The Meishalei. What was the first pasuk he started off with? He etzik mayim al tzomei. What does that mean?
That Avraham Avinu was a tzumai.
He was thirsty.
Right, but because dashnik he etzak mayim al tzumai. But you don't pour water in the ocean. Nobody pours water in the ocean. It's not a chiddush.
What's the hamshich of noizlim al yabasha?
Right, that's the chiddush is noizlim al yabasha. Noizlim a mitten yam and ishka chiddush. It has to be a tzumai. It has to be something that feels parched.
Right, but there was noise among the Abosha also. I think what he's saying is that it was both.
Right.
But at the same time, it was the Abosha. It was dry.
Oh,
yeah. In other words, inside of the Tzomei, but Maisa was dry, and only the Abishas poured to make it wet, to give us a lot of chliches, a maskite, give us a... Okay, Yidna, get an Eiv Shabbos, thank you, Chevre.